WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood philosopher in training. You ever feel like life's throwing you curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? Ever wake up feeling like you're already behind, running against the clock just to keep your head above water? Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving into Stoicism, not because I want you to become some emotionless robot though that might sound tempting sometimes, but because it offers incredible tools for navigating the inevitable bumps in the road. We're talking about practical wisdom, real-life strategies for turning obstacles into opportunities, and finding strength in the face of adversity. Trust me, this stuff is gold. First things first, understand this. Life isn't a walk in the park. There will be challenges, setbacks, moments that make you want to throw your hands up and scream, sometimes literally. That's just a reality we all share. But Stoicism isn't about avoiding those tough times, it's about changing how you respond to them. Think of it like this. Imagine a mountain climber. They can choose to be terrified by the sheer drop, paralyzed by fear, or they can train, equip themselves with the right tools, and face that challenge head on. So what are those tools Stoicism offers? Well, let's start with acceptance. Not just of things happening around you, but also of your own limitations. You can't control everything, folks. Accepting this truth is liberating. It stops us from wasting energy on trying to manipulate situations we have no power over. Next up, focus on what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. This doesn't mean becoming a Zen master overnight, though that's awesome if you can. But being mindful of your internal dialogue, choosing positive and constructive responses instead of letting negativity take hold. Virtue is another cornerstone. It's not about following rigid rules, but striving for qualities like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Think of it as living with integrity, making decisions that align with these values even when things get tough. This builds resilience because your actions are driven by something deeper than fleeting emotions or external pressures. Speaking of emotions, Stoicism doesn't advocate suppressing them. It's about understanding them, recognizing their influence without letting them control us. We all feel anger, sadness, fear, that's human. The key is to acknowledge these feelings, process them healthily, and not let them dictate our actions. Imagine a wave crashing on the shore, it's powerful, but it eventually recedes. Lastly, remember perspective. This world can be overwhelming, but taking a step back can help you see things more clearly. Ask yourself, will this matter in 5 years, in 10? Often, our biggest worries shrink when viewed through a broader lens. Stoicism reminds us that we're part of something bigger than ourselves, and that fosters a sense of perspective and humility. Now let me paint you a picture. You're prepping for an important presentation, your heart is racing, palms are sweating, doubt's creeping. You could spiral into anxiety, right? But here's where Stoicism kicks in. Accept the butterflies, they're normal. Focus on delivering your best prepared material, and remind yourself that regardless of the outcome, you've learned and grown from this experience. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Acceptance, control, virtue, emotional awareness, and perspective. These aren't just fancy words, they're practical tools to help you navigate life's challenges with grace and strength. You can apply them right now. Choose your thoughts carefully, focus on what's in your control, act with integrity, acknowledge your emotions without letting them rule you, and remember the bigger picture. This isn't about becoming some stoic superhero overnight, it's about making small, consistent changes that build resilience and inner strength. So, my friends, I challenge you to put these stoic principles into practice today. Share this episode with someone who needs a little extra strength, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep building a community of support and resilience together. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and remember, even when life throws its best punches, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.